Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee. I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and just really glad that you would take some time out of your Saturday to hang out with me here. And we are finishing up this week looking at James chapter 5, looking at verse 12. And so let me go ahead and read that as we dig in here together. James 5:12 says, "Above all, my brothers, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes, and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation." Now, in this section of the last part of James chapter 5 here, it feels kind of odd when you're reading this. And we've talked this week a lot about being patient, because as we endure, we looked at passages around like seeing a farmer, looking at prophets, looking at even Job, where we spent some time earlier this year looking at his story. And then we get verse 12 here, which is like, don't swear. And so it can feel kind of odd, but here's really what James is trying to help us to see again, right? Because James is so concerned about how our faith, right? Our faith in Jesus leads us and helps us live like Jesus. It's what our faith is in should produce something through us. And so what James is trying to say is that be the kind of person whose word can be trusted. Be the kind of person whose word can be trusted. You shouldn't need to swear an oath or make a promise to prove that you mean it. What James wants you and I to see is that our integrity should speak for itself. Because faith that waits on God also walks with integrity before others. And that's a lot of what I talked about this past week is about how faith waits, that there is a patience that shows up in our faith, that there is something that we are waiting on. And as we're waiting on God, trusting and knowing that He is still working. And so as we have a faith that waits on God, it also means that we walk in integrity with others. You see, because in James's day, people made oaths to sound sincere. I swear by heaven, or I swear by earth, or by Jerusalem. You see, but these, phrases, really that what they were trying to get around was really a commitment. It was kind of a loophole, right? Swear on your mother's grave, right? Those kinds of things. A way to sound spiritual while keeping control. You see, we may not say those kinds of things, as I swear by heaven or by earth, but here's what we can do. We can overpromise. We can commit to something before we really prayed about it. We say yes too fast because we're afraid to disappoint someone. Oh man, I don't know about you, but I've definitely said yes to too many things that has really come back to haunt me and hurt me. Or we may say no too fast because we're really just protecting our comfort. So what James is trying to get us to see here is that we need to let our yes be yes, our no be no, because our integrity is rooted in trust. It's not just about keeping promises. It's about trusting God's timing and God's way, that they are better than any shortcuts or loopholes that we could find. See, when we rush ahead or overcommit, we often do so because we don't want to wait. But faith waits. Faith waits even when we don't want to. That's what we saw earlier in this passage. Faith waits because God is working. We saw that in kind of the farmer and the water and the rains and how we trusted in God's timing, that God was at work while He was waiting. And then we wait. Faith waits because Jesus waited first. You see, James is connecting our words to our waiting. And he's saying, don't just talk like you trust God. Live like you do. Don't just talk the talk, walk the walk. And so maybe a question we can ask ourselves is, Lord, is my life lining up with my words? Sit in that for a moment. Is my life lining up with my words? Are there places where what I say isn't matching how I live? Where are my promises not matching my patterns? Where are my words rushing ahead of me faster than my faith? And maybe just ask the Holy Spirit to begin to show you, not to shame you, but to form integrity in you and me. And let's let our prayer today be a willingness to bring God's words and His lifestyle back into alignment in our lives. And so let's just take a moment and let's pray together. Lord, would you make my life, our lives, match our words? God, help us to be the kind of people, honesty, integrity. And God, give us the patience to wait on your timing, to wait on your plans. God, to have courage to follow through on what we've said. And God, would you give us wisdom of when to say yes, when to say no, because like Jesus, we want our yes to be yes and our no to be no. And God, we ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?